Blog Talk Radio.
Larry on the beat, making all the hits.
Wow, that dog's gonna kill somebody else.
Wait a minute, I'm left.
How could anyone let that dog go free?
This is history in the making. Won my first line about nine, now I feel it's mine for the take.
Woo!
When these other niggas was faking, I was watching from the cut, playing my part, keeping the pace up. Plotting on my next move, though. On the block, trap, get a rap, get it through. See, Chuck and Mirror, I was thugging up there, through love. No smut on my name, give it up for the game, some homies, I want to be true love. You niggas talk, but won't do a lot. Send a match to one click, give you Uber shots. Keep it active, we don't do the cop. Fuck these young hoes, daddy told me get these cougars up. True game, nigga. Like them girls dancing up in ATL, man, I got that blue flame, nigga. It's a new, I mean a blue day, nigga. So who to tell you I ain't never fucking changed? I'm the blue pill. I'm the blue pill.
What's up, y'all? What's cracking? It's your homeboy, TTB, man. Tony Bishop, live and direct, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to say shout-out to everybody that's been listening and tuning in and rocking with me, you know what I'm saying, for a while. But tonight, I'm just going to have an open discussion, you know what I'm saying, a boxing round table about, you know what I'm saying, who's this, who's that, who that dude, who sucks, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it funky. So I'm just going to press the line on any number that's lit up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to reach to the crib first. 702. What's good? 702? 702? This you?
Oh, that's me?
Yeah.
Angel?
Oh, what's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I'm cool, man. Hey, y'all, for those that's listening, this Angel, you know what I'm saying, boxer, trainer, you know what I'm saying, rocking with some of the best in the business. I'm going to go to another call. 562.
Hello.
Yo, who this?
This is Roger with BoxDev.
Oh, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Good, good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we doing good, man. I just want to get you brothers, you know what I'm saying, an open invitation to, you know what I'm saying, how you feel about the boxing game and due to this past weekend, you know what I'm saying, fight with Kovalev and Pascal. Like, how y'all feel about the boxing game from both sides?
Well, personally, this is Roger. Personally, I love boxing. So, what we do is we pretty much follow all the the biggest fights that are out there, especially of course Kovalev, and not only them, but also local fights, LA fights. We're out of LA, so I do follow a lot of LA based fighters here as well. I'm not really sure what area you guys from.
I'm in Vegas, bro.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
I actually didn't get a chance to catch the fight, but I recorded it. I'm actually going to sit down and watch it right now that I got some free time.
Okay, cool. Yo, Angel, how you feel about it, bro, the fight the past weekend?
Well, to be honest with you, I really don't know why Pascal reached out to Freddie Rhodes to train him for this fight. Because it made it even worse, Pascal's style does not mix in with Freddie Roach's. Freddie Roach is just aggression, no defense, no really boxing, and to be able to beat Kovalev, the way that I saw it, the main difference between the first fight and the second fight was the countering, this time, Pascal would just put his head down as soon as Kovalev started coming in and didn't do anything. No countering, nothing. And he was just getting cracked.
Right. Exactly. I think he did better in the first fight, honestly. He did way better in the first one. Because didn't he train at you guys, Jim? With Roy, right? For the first fight.
He worked with Mark Ramsey. Roy was there just to tune it a few things, and more for
right.
for the mental part of the game. But yes, everything was better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he was really you know what I'm saying, connected with him, and he was doing a whole lot. I was really pulling for him the second fight, but I guess it didn't work like that. But, you know, you never know in boxing, but he pretty much has it right now. I'm finna bring in boxing writer Eric, you know what I'm saying, Duran of Mr. 60 Minute Bollocks. Eric, you there?
I'm here, brother.
What's good, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, brother?
Oh, cool, man. We rocking, you know what I'm saying, with a couple of, you know what I'm saying, professionals right now, you know what I'm saying, that's currently in the game. So how you feel about the fight this past weekend, man?
Well, I feel, and if you read my Sunday sermon, it was a fight Kovalev, it was the only fight he could take. With guys like Andre Ward and Adonis Stevenson needed 10 tune-ups to fight him, I mean, who else is Kovalev supposed to fight with a big name?
Right. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but really, when nobody trying to really jump in there with him, I mean, Adonis Stevenson, we all know how that is, but I don't know. Is it more of a money move or, like, is it the promotion thing? Like, what you guys think about that?
Well, I'll speak first. What it is Andre Ward is still living off his Super 6. Adonis Stevenson thinks he's number one, but the reality of it is Kovalev is the number one fighter. He should be making, you know, the lion's share, all the demands, and the other two guys can't accept that, plain and simple.
How you guys feel about that, Angel?
As far as Adonis Stevenson, that's something else, man. He's just a big champion to me. But
right.
Andrew Ward said it himself, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So they're about to collide, you know, maybe late this year, maybe upcoming 2017, early 2017. But it will happen, Andrew Ward versus Kovalev. It will definitely happen. It has to happen because, you know, wants to be the number one pound fighter, and what best fighter to take on to prove that than Kovalev?
Cool. Hey, I'm going to go to 443. 443, what's good?
What's good, Tom? How you doing, man?
My man Cheese, y'all. This is chillingwithcheese.com. What's good?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, cool,
what's
man.
What's up,
we
man,
all,
Rob? Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? What's going on out there?
Oh,
you
just chilling, man. Doing the thing to talk about the weekend's past fight, man. How you feel about it?
Oh, man, well, I pretty much kind of figured Kovalev would take care of business with Pascal. I didn't really think Pascal didn't have anything coming against him. I just figured Kovalev would be too strong again, and that's how it turned out.
Yeah. I was expecting more for Pascal to do his thing since he was so successful in the first fight, but, man, he was a punching bag. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of, like, crooked, though, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, it happens, man. And what you guys think about the aftermath with Adonis Stevenson jumping up in there?
Oh, man, I think that was more of a show than what he really wanted. If he really wanted Kovalev, I mean, I think he knows that he's not going to fight him. I think that was a big show. He had all his guys in the ring. I don't know about all that. I don't know.
Man.
What you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make it official, you know. When he jumps in there, like he was saying, you know, it was just a show. There's no way that just because he jumped in there, and no disrespect, I don't know if you guys remember when they used to ask Mayweather about Pacquiao, he's like, yeah, I'll fight him. And then when it came down to it, he didn't. So it's basically the same thing, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I would have did it. I would have jumped in the ring myself, though. I just would have did it for the paper. I just jumped in there, man. But, you know, it is what it is. But I'm going to punch somebody else in. 206 was
206.
Good.
What's up, Tom the Bishop and Cheese? This is Nick with No Sparring. How's everyone doing tonight?
What's up, man?
What's
man,
good, Nick? How are you, man?
How's everything? A long time no talk, long time no see you guys. I can't wait to see you guys at another fight. I'll tell you that much.
Oh yes, most definitely. Another thing, how you guys feel about the Thurman and Porter fight that's coming up?
Oh, it's gonna be amazing.
And, you know, that's what boxing is all about. The best fighters fighting the best, you know, in the prime of their careers. You can't ask for anything more.
Do you think this fight going the distance is what I asked. Do y'all think it's going the distance?
I'm unsure because I was thinking Jacobs and Quillen was going to go the distance too, and then Jacobs came in there in the first round, and you know those two I thought were evenly matched in the prime of their careers, but I was really wrong. So we might see Thurman come in and knock him out, or maybe we might see Porter come in and do something surprising. I'm not really sure, but you know this is why it's exciting because we don't really know what will happen. I'm just excited to see. I don't know why it's in Connecticut. I mean.
Right.
Are you going to the fight? Are you going to be able to get to the fight? I don't know what it's doing in Connecticut, but who's going to the fight? I'm not going to Connecticut.
I think the reason why it's in Connecticut is because the UFC is holding a big event the week before, and they wanted it to be on March 5th, but they have to push it back to March 12th. And I think, you know, just it didn't make sense to put it back in Vegas. They should have left it in San Antonio, where they had originally planned it for.
Wow. They could have did it at the Cosmo or the Pearl out here, honestly, though. They could have did it out here, man. It would have generated, for real.
I think, I don't know about Connecticut. It's kind of weird. Oh, you would think maybe, I don't know, man. That's even if you said Florida with Thurman, you know, being his home area, which I don't know if they would have generated a lot of fans there, but you would—that would have been a better guess to be than, you know, going to Connecticut. So I don't know.
Right.
Oh,
man.
He did good numbers against Collazo in Florida, so maybe that was part of the negotiations on Porter's part. It's a neutral site for both fighters. And, I mean, Porter's from Ohio, and, you know, it's closer to the East Coast than Las Vegas is, so maybe they count on people coming up from Florida and people coming in from Ohio.
Oh. Hey, I got 602. Call us 602.
Yeah, this is Norm Fraunheim. How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, Norm, how are you, man?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
All right.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about where that fight was. They were going to take it to Miami, but they decided not to because Miami's never been a good draw. So that was one reason they didn't go to Florida. So
wow.
I think that, you know, I think after that point, you just kind of follow the money wherever they could get the best side.
Didn't Laura try to have a fight in Miami?
Yeah.
Didn't Laura have a fight in Miami like last year or something?
Yeah, I think there was one in Miami, but it's for whatever reason. It's never been the draw that you might think it would be, at least not, you know, the last several years.
Yeah, I think you have a point. I think maybe the last, I don't know, big fight I remember being in Miami is maybe Aaron Pryor and
Alexis
Arguello. That's 30-something years ago.
Yeah, it's just never, you know, you keep thinking, you know, because of the Cuban population and stuff, that would be a big draw, but it just has never played out that way. For I'm not sure I understand why. But,
wow.
You know, I mean, I think both those guys are poised to become major Vegas attractions, and I figure, you know, the winner of this fight will be that guy. I mean, you know, the welterweight division is always interesting, and it's interesting again. I mean, you sort of see, you know, Danny Garcia had all of those questions about him, but I thought he proved a few things. He had those questions haunting him since the Mauricio Herrera fight at 140 pounds, and there were questions about what he would be at 147. Now he's got Floyd's old belt. And so maybe, you know, it becomes that there's another option there. I mean, you got the Bradley Pacquiao fight coming up, you know, and Amir Khan was there, and
don't forget
we'll
Errol Spence coming up.
Yeah, that's right. He's another one. So
Sammy Vasquez Jr.
Yeah, he's. You know what? I'm pulling for that guy because he's a really good story. He's a he's an Iraqi veteran. You know, two-time.
Did two tours,
and he says he's been diagnosed with PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and one of the things that the doctor has prescribed to him is boxing, because for whatever reason it takes his mind off what he saw and did in Iraq.
That's so Saturday, Norm, what was your take on Danny Garcia up close? What did you think of him?
Of Danny?
Yeah.
Garcia? I mean, I liked him. You know, I've had the same questions that a lot of people have had. But I've seen him really good, and then I've seen where he doesn't look interested. He doesn't look engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that he becomes a factor, because I think he can be a factor. So, yeah, I'm hoping.
What's he going to do next? Because you have his father talking about, well, he doesn't think Thurman and Porter should be fighting when they can fight the Rod Salkas of the world. Meanwhile, Garcia says he doesn't want to fight Khan, and he doesn't really want to fight Thurman either, because they said, oh, we can let that marinate. So what does he do after this? Honestly,
that's true. You know what? To tell you the truth, I like Danny, but I'm not a fan of his father. You know? I mean, Angel Garcia
is
a
Angel
pain
makes
in the
fight
you know
hype, though.
Yeah, he does make the fight. I mean, the truth is that sometimes I think that Angel versus Robert Guerrero's father might have been an easier sell, you know?
Right.
But I think
Ruben stops him early, though.
Seriously, man.
But I wish his father would, you know. His son should be the dad for his dad. You know, I mean, it kind of drives me crazy. But I was listening to you guys talk about Kovalev, and that's an interesting fight. I kept thinking through this whole fight. You know, if it wasn't for the business side of it, the real rematch should have been Pascal versus Gonzalez. You know, whatever happened for you, Gonzalez. He was the guy that earned the rematch. And
but Gonzalez just lost recently.
Yeah, but he, a lot of us who were there, including you, Robert, we all thought that he kind of got robbed in that fight.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I agree.
No. Gonzalez lost his fight after the Pascal fight.
Right, just a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Right. But, I mean, John David Jackson kept saying that he thought Pascal was shot. And I watching that fight, I'm beginning to think that he might be right.
I agree. Norm, I have a question for you. Sorry to cut in, but Tone and I were talking about it, and Uchiyama and Fortuna has been ordered by the WBA. We're trying to figure out, A, where it lands, and B, who do you have? I have Uchiyama, but Tone decided to go with Fortuna. I think it's going to be a brawl.
I don't know. God, you caught me off guard on that one.
Sorry.
Think about that one. That's like the Jacobs Quillen fight to me. In fact, I'm listening to this show. I was going to pick Quillen, but listening to this show, I decided to pick Jacobs. I didn't think it was going to go the way it did, but I want to thank you, whoever talked me into it.
I had Jacobs off top.
There you go. Thank you, man.
Well, and right
well I'll tell you something. I actually just got back from Tokyo, and I was at the Uchiyama fight. I got to see a New Ace fight of a couple of nights beforehand, and then I went to Uchiyama's fight, and he looked sharp. Uchiyama was very focused, very well prepared, and that body shot that knocked him out, I haven't seen a body shot like that since Garcia knocked out Khan a few years ago. I would be pretty afraid for any boxer who really wants to step in the ring with Uchiyama. He has a lot of ring intelligence, so I'm looking forward to a good fight.
Right.
Hey,
do you think winds up in Japan?
Yeah, I was in Japan. I saw him up close and personal. He's very focused. They even had a sort of samurai Japanese yell, like in the locker room right before he came out. It was really terrifying. Like they had this team yell together. It sounded like a warrior yell, and got my heart racing. And he went out there and he took care of business too. But I'm pretty excited to sort of see the WBA kind of connection to everything we're talking about. The WBA is ordering their interim fighters and their regular champions to face their super champions. So
right. That
puts this one. But the one I'm curious about is we were talking about Jacobs. Are they going to order Jacobs versus Golovkin? Jacobs versus Triple G? Because they both have a WBA belt. That would be, I think, a really exciting WBA
belt. Yeah, that would be a real interesting one. I don't know if, you know, I hesitate to predict what any of the acronyms are going to do. But yeah, I'd love to see that. If we can influence them to order that fight, that would be a big fight, no doubt.
Wow. I think so.
Hey, what you guys think about Lundy and Crawford? What do you guys think about Lundy and Crawford?
I don't think. I mean, Crawford is, to me, Crawford's, you know, he's
special.
He wins
he's
that fight
good.
Easily.
Yeah, he's
I mean.
Too good.
He's a guy that, you know, I think we're going to see him get better. He's one of those guys, I look at him now, he does everything well. I'm trying to figure out what he does great, but I think as he matures, a few of those elements that he does really well are going to become great. You're beginning to see that, I think, in Kovalev a little bit. Pascal was surprised by the power that he didn't feel the first time they fought. And so there's a guy that's getting better, and I think that's what you're going to see in Crawford.
Wow.
I agree.
I'm
going for Lundy in this one. Sorry.
You are?
Oh, my God.
I just got to go with Lundy, man. You know why? Because, like, Crawford kind of takes his time, like, making an adjustment.
Yeah, he does. He does.
That's kind of like... Come on, now. He can't do that against this guy, though.
And ask Gamboa how that went.
You know what? You ain't got to go there, dude.
Ask Gamboa how those adjustments went.
Yeah, I mean, but Gamboa left himself open, though. He was wide open, man. But
and so does Hank Lundy.
Yep, I agree.
Hey, what about I think Hank
like
Crawford
and
Bishop Postle are more exciting.
It's a up and up. Hey, Angel, you still there, bro?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Angel, who y'all guys got out that's coming out the gym, man, that we need to be on the lookout for?
Demond Body Shop Brock.
He just DeMond fought,
Brock,
right?
Yes. WBC
DeMond
Continental
Brock.
Champ.
Yeah, he just fought.
He's WSNBC.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a USA WBC champion.
So is he going to get that rematch?
The rematch versus T?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe T wants that rematch, to be honest with you. Maybe it can build up, and if they beat in the future, that's fine, but we gotta move, you know what I'm saying?
We gotta move on
to the next step.
Hey, Tone.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, you when you guys were talking about Lundy and Crawford, I think one of the most interesting young fighters coming today is on that card of Felix Verdejo. And I want you guys to really pay attention to this guy because I really think he's going to be one of the good ones in the next couple of years.
Yeah, He's one of the young, really guys that this year I think there'll be a lot of attention on him. Him and Oscar Valdez.
Yeah.
Oscar Valdez.
I like Oscar.
Yeah.
I've been hearing his name a lot, especially over social media. I've been hearing his name a lot, so I'll be looking out for him.
Yeah, he's
don't forget about Erickson Lubin as well.
Right.
Hold up.
Right. Hey, fellas, I got to go, but this is Norm. I got to go, but thanks for your time, and you guys are always insightful.
See you, Norm.
Thanks.
Okay, take care.
Good to hear your voice.
Norm.
All right, take care.
I'm curious when Lomachenko is going to get back on the schedule. He seems to be one of the big names missing for a spring fight, and, you know, he finishes his fight so quickly, you'd think he can set three or four fights in a year like Triple G does, but... he seems to be missing from the action. I'm looking at the rankings right now. You got Russell Jr.'s in there in a division. You have Lee Selby, Leo Santa Cruz. There's a lot of exciting fights that can be made.
Those guys are all with Al Haymon, though. Is Bob Arum going to work with Al Haymon?
You know, that's true. So that's why they keep bringing up Rigondeaux's name. You know, they want to see that fight. But there's so many fighters in his division that he can fight.
I think it's going to be Nonito Denari myself, personally.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. If they fight, I'm thinking, Nick, it'll probably be on the undercard of Bradley Pacquiao.
They've already announced the lineup for that.
Yeah.
So they won't add him?
Ramirez versus Abraham.
No.
On the undercard.
And see, I don't like him waiting so long in between fights because you all guys know I think he's one of the great pound-for-pound fighters in the world, but I don't know.
Lomachenko?
I think he's
great.
I think it's a product of not being able to find an opponent for him. You have Nicholas Walters and you have Denari. That's it. And I don't know if those guys are top rank or willing to give Lomachenko that chance right now.
That's true. And you know what's interesting? Walters' manager or trainer came out that he wants him to fight at featherweight, but he hasn't been at featherweight the last few fights. And
right.
He was supposed to fight Lomachenko last year, but you know he couldn't make the weight. So I don't know what his trainer's talking about, but I think Walters is definitely a junior lightweight now. I think he's 130 pounds, and probably where he'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's nothing too. You know, I've been hearing. I spoke with someone from Top Rank, and they're floating the idea of a possible Gamboa Walters fight. But you know, I mean, there's only so many guys they can match up, so they really would have no choice.
Right.
But, you know, Walters is missing from the schedule, too.
I think the problem with Lomachenko is they brought him along too fast. And now, you know, with only six fights and already fighting the top guys in the world, he can't go back and fight, you know, guys who are ranked 50th and guys who are ranked 60th. And
right.
That just eliminates, you know, a whole lot of fighters from, you know, being considered.
Right.
Yeah, that's true as well.
So the one fighter I'm seeing in the rankings who I feel like Lomachenko could fight is, his name is Simpiwi Betyeka, and I can't pronounce his last name really well. He's a Thai fighter who Nonito Donaire fought a couple fights ago, and the fight ended early because of a Donaire cut. And actually, the judges kind of had it wrong. They weren't supposed to go to the scorecards due to a cut that early in the fight or something. But that Yetka guy could—he's not with Haymon or anyone, and he's highly ranked and former champion. He might give Lomachenko a good go.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Donaire would want any parts of Lomachenko. Do you?
No. Yeah.
I mean, if he wants a payday, he does.
He'd do it for the bread, though.
Does.
To be real.
I don't think he'll last. No. Uh-uh.
Nah. I mean, but he still want to get up in there with Rigondeaux, though. I'm like, come on, man. You got drilled, bro. Like, I don't want you to, you know, hurt yourself again. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see that happen. But, you know, that's the Filipino flash, though. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't no telling, though.
I think you have that division. You got Frampton and Quigg coming up in a couple of weeks. That's going to be an exciting fight. Who do you
That's
guys
going to be a really
that?
Good fight. Yeah. I
Who
really
want
to
see
that.
I was impressed with Carl Frampton. I think he has a good combination of both speed and power, along with the technical skill. I don't know much about Scott Quigg. I know he's a great commodity coming over from Europe. But I think Carl Frampton has the tools to maybe, you know, I look at him as maybe a B-level fighter. He could have the possibility to jump into that A class, but we'll see when the competition gets better.
Right on. I'll go with Scott.
Hey, Tom.
Yo.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show, man. I got to go. I really appreciate it. It is very insightful, and thank you for having me, okay? You guys have a good night.
Oh, no problem, bro. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right.
All right, till next time. All right.
Yo.
You said you're going Quigg?
Yeah.
I'm going Francis on that.
I'm agreeing with. I got to go with Quig too. I'm with my man Tone. I think Quig takes it.
Yeah, I don't.
Finally got somebody to ride with me down.
I'm really interested to see how Frampton looks because I was impressed how he made adjustments after the first two rounds in his last fight, and I think that'll serve him well going into this fight. I don't think he'll be as nervous, and I really think he'll do a lot better this fight.
Well, the one thing that the only reason I'm taking Quig, and I don't really know a lot about either fighter, but they each fought Kiko Martinez, and Quig finished Kiko off a lot earlier, it seemed like. So that's what I'm going off of, at, you know, a common opponent.
Yep.
I don't know if it's bad or not, or if that's a bad, you know, way to pick the fight, but I don't know. I feel like, you know, Quig took apart Kiko, and other than that, it could be evenly matched, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. All right. This is Roger from Box Sets. I'm going to go ahead and I've been listening to you guys. I'm enjoying all the insight, all the information. You guys obviously have a lot of experience with, you know, keeping up to date with everything. I'm actually doing some work here on my computer as I'm listening. That's why I haven't been talking so much. But I appreciate you guys inviting me on. Like to give a little quick snippet of what I've got going on is a mobile app called BoxStats. I don't know if you guys had a chance to take a look at it. It's an application that I developed for boxing. It's the first boxing search aggregate, which is similar to a web browser. Just think of it as a mini Google or mini Yahoo, but this is exclusively for boxing. So this is something that I'm the first of its kind out there. There is nothing else out there like it. What it is, it's called an open source search aggregate, which means I'm going to continuously add, like, for example, right now, my first company that I got on board is Clico Reyes. So I'm adding a link to Clico Reyes, so I'll be able to cross-promote with them on anything that they're doing, any events that they're having, you know, their online store, their merchandise, whatever they want to promote and sell. So it's available through our app, and I've got Clico Reyes on board. I've got now Golden Boy on board, so I'm going to do the same thing with them, a cross-promotion agreement with them. So, again, you can
What's
go to
called?
The app. It's called BoxStats.
So tell me what would happen if I logged on and I searched Roman Gonzalez. What would happen?
So the reason why we really developed it was I began managing a few fighters a few years back, and when you start off in the boxing community, I'm sure you guys know, you get a call, hey, you guys want to fight this guy, and what you got to do is you got to go online, you go to BoxRec, check the guy's record, you go
on YouTube, try to
find video, you go to Google, try to find research on the guy, so you'll spend a good, you know, 10, 15 minutes looking up, you know, your potential opponent. So me being the, you know, computer tech savvy guy that I am, I said, well, wait a minute, there's got to be an app for this. So I went back. There is no app for this. So I said, all right, I'm going to integrate it all into an application that I can use it on my phone. And it's just a quick, simple search that every professional fighter does. Everybody does the search. They all research their opponent. They all want to see video on their opponent. They all, of course, want to see his record and who he's fought. And that's the basic search that every fighter does. Everybody does it. The only difference is that it wasn't available via an app, which now through BoxSets, it's available. So that's the basic, I guess you can say, like the foundation of why I developed BoxSets. From there,
I said, okay,
let's do this. Let's integrate some links into the application so that if I'm there, I want to know what's going on with boxing. I want to know what the current boxing schedules are for my area, so I'm able to look, you know, for example, on Golden Boy's website, and instead of going to their website, it's all through the application. So the links are already there through the application. So if I want to know who the current WBC champion, which is another link that I'm setting up with the WBC, is I go to the WBC's link, and all their information, the current champions, any charitable events that the WBC is putting together, It's all on there. Their online store is on there. So anything you want to buy through WBC, T-shirts, hats, whatever you want, it's on there, and you buy it directly through the app. These are some of the things that we're doing, and I'll be honest with you guys. This is, in my mind, a nuclear bomb exploding in the boxing community, because I am getting overwhelmed with so many different companies wanting to come on board and working with us to have a link on our application. I launched the application at the end of October, at the end of beginning of September, end of September. I'm in 76,000 as of today, 76,000 downloads in 27 countries. So, it's something that definitely every boxer does. They all check the records, they all check video, they all check a background. And the way I've cued it is that when you do a background check, what doesn't usually come up is if the guy has any kind of a real pedigree of an amateur record, unless you specifically look for it. Like when you go to Google and you type in, let's say, Desert Showdown champion or any kind of a former Olympian. And we got caught with that one time with one of my fighters that he actually went out. He fought. It was a close fight. And as we were walking down, somebody in the crowd said, "Hey, you know, keep your head up, kid. You know, you just fought a former Olympian." So we both kind of looked at each other, and I said, "No, what are you talking about?" "Oh, yeah, that guy's from South Africa. He was a former Olympian. The guy is great in South Africa." So that was, you know, kind of a kick in the face to me as you know, being his handler, saying, "Hey, wait a minute. How did we not know that? And I came back and I told the promoter, "Hey, what's going on? How come you didn't tell us that?" He goes, "Well, that's not my job. That's your job to research your opponent." You know?
Very true. Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Ricardo Ruiz? Is that you?
No. I'm Roger Ruiz.
Oh, who's Ricardo then? That's what pops up on the app.
Yeah, Ricardo's my brother.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I got the right app.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's an application that I'm integrating. Anybody who has anything to do with boxing is going to be on the app. It's going to have a link. We're going to do a cross promotion. I'm doing a great program with, for example, with Cleto Reyes, which is a fundraising tool for, I mean, I'm sure you guys know every mom and pop gym that's out there. They're always looking to raise funds. All, you know, gyms are always saying, "Hey, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking to raise funds." So right now we developed a program for gyms to actually, through the app, if you have your students download the app, you have your trainers download the app, you're going to get a gym code that anything you buy through our online store, whoever that gym owner is, gets a 15% rebate check cut back to them. So it's a way for them to raise funds for their gym, similar to the style that, if you have a fundraiser at a local restaurant and part of the proceeds go to the, you know, the event that's having the fundraiser. So we're doing that similar with, you know, boxing equipment, boxing gloves. I just spoke to War Tape earlier today, so we're doing the same thing with War Tape. I just talked to a company out of Florida called Hit Sticks. We're doing something with them. I just spoke to Nike Marketing, which we're going to have the Nike Hyperlinks and Nike Boxing, Nike Running. So those are going to be on there as well on the online store. I spoke to a company called Facelick. They want to be on there as well. Anything that a professional boxer needs, I want to put it on there. If you want to order a custom outfit, like, for example, through Aguilera Designs, it has a link on there. If you buy it through Box Sets, you're going to get a discount because of the fact that you're running it through the app. So,
hey, what's the app site again for those that's listening? What's the site again?
It's called BoxStats. You can follow us at BoxStats on Instagram, and you get a little bit more information there. It's BoxStats Worldwide, and it's worldwide because the reality of it, we literally are worldwide. We went to the WBC convention in China last December, and we realized that in China, YouTube is blocked. So we didn't know that. So we're out there. We're going to promote our app. We're going to do a presentation, and you know, the Chinese, you know, delegates say, "Oh, wait a minute, YouTube is blocked here. You don't get YouTube." So, you know, we had to kind of do some last-minute programming there, and there's an actual external link through China for international news that you can tag onto and link onto it, and then you're able to get an exterior feed if you're an exterior company, if you're a company coming out from China and you're doing business in China. So what we're finding out is we're having a lot of downloads in China, but they're using our link to go to YouTube and use YouTube as a alternate source.
I'm gonna definitely check this out.
technology is just making everything so much more readily available for everybody. And nowadays, everybody's on their phones versus sitting in front of the computers. If you're at the gym and your trainer calls you and he says, "Hey, you're gonna fight this guy. You're gonna fight Keith Thurman. Okay, let me check him out." So you're able to look up his record, share it with your trainer, your strength and conditioning coach, your manager. Say, "Hey, they want us to fight this guy." You can share the video, share the record, share the background. Any stories that you find that you think are interesting, you can share those directly via phone, internet, Facebook, Twitter. Any social media out there, you're able to share it.
Oh,
so there's just, it's unlimited what we can do with this application because of the fact that we're the first search aggregate out there, which is like, just think of a mini browser. We're the first one exclusively for boxing.
Man, that's pretty cool, man. That's dope. That's something different, and that's something that I think most folks can jump on, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to support you in that, but like, Hey, Cheese, bro, what you got going on, man?
Not much, man. Just got a few little short blogs I'm working on, and leading up to potentially, I hope, going to the Lundy Crawford fight. And
right.
Of course, also I and Pacquiao and Bradley.
Yeah, man, just
look forward to following you guys, No Sparring and XDFR and Mr. 60 Minutes, and just enjoying, you know, the fellas, and enjoy what you guys got coming up next.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. You got any shows coming up?
Yeah, actually, I got one Wednesday. I'm going to have Cassius Chaney on, who just fought on the undercard of Kovalev and Pascal.
Right.
And working on a few more really good interviews. I don't want to jinx myself, so I'll wait until they confirm before I do so. Yeah.
Cool. Yo, Eric, what you got coming up, bro?
Man, I'm just working on the website. I'm promoting my first show April 30th out here in Denver, Colorado. Of course, I'm looking forward to the Manny Pacquiao Timothy Bradley fight. I got my close friend Manny Perez fighting Jose Ramirez on the undercard.
Right.
That's it, man. Just staying active in the game. You know, I've been matchmaking for Al Haymon and PBC. I've done some Golden Boy matchmaking these last couple weeks. Just steady climbing to where Boston pays my bills, brother.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I'm proud of y'all brothers, man. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. I'm gonna continue to support y'all. I just want to say thanks just for coming through. I wasn't expecting nobody to call. To be honest with you, I wasn't expecting. So I was just like, wow. But tomorrow,
you know,
I got man. You know, I have to get E on there, man. You know, I know Cheese going to come through, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Layback and Chill. His show, what was the last show about relationships? And what was that man? I was kind of bugging off that. That show was good, man.
A little something different.
Go back and listen to that show. Yeah, you going to trip, man. It was just wild, man.
You know,
I
wanted to call in, but I was in San Diego. I just got engaged. It was a long day. Man, I was out sleeping.
Oh, man.
I hate you,
man.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
That's what's up, man. So you got a fight going on April 30th out there?
Yes, I'm doing me and my partner, Chris Morris, Underdogs Boxing. We're promoting our first show. We just helped. There was a show here this past Saturday, 1,200 people for a local show. Once the videos are posted, I'll share them with you. One of the most exciting fights I've ever seen up close. We plan on doing about 8 to 10 shows this year, cross promotions with some other promoters. Just trying to take it to the next level, man.
Man, that's what's up,
that's
man.
Great,
man. I had to
man.
Come down there and bust a move, man.
Hey, man, you guys come to Denver, I'll give you guys, you know, first-class priority, front-row seats, you know, any access to all the fighters, whatever you guys
oh,
want
man,
to do.
That's
like
great,
I said
man.
In the past, you guys want some of these fighters, you guys want Manny Perez on the show, I'll get him for you. I got Donovan Estrella, young